Welcome, everybody. It's an exciting night tonight, and I am so glad that people are getting on the prayer call from around the world. This is Dave Yarns, and we're live here in Fort Mill, South Carolina. And we are praying tonight for the building of Heritage Tower, the rebuilding of Heritage Tower, that the fire of God would come upon his people tonight, and that our prayers would avail much. Thank you for joining us. In just a minute, you're going to hear from some others. Chris Reed, who is the president and executive CEO of Morningstar. And you're going to hear from David Herr, who is the one that has been working with the sales and the community of Heritage Tower. But first, I want to just take you through what we're seeing. And this is a building, for those of you that have seen it online, this building was built in the 80s with Jim and Tammy Faye Baker, the PTL ministry. And then as the ministry collapsed through scandal and rumor, and it stopped, the tower was never completed. The tower had millions of dollars put into it. And it sat vacant. Many of the hotel rooms have wallpaper on the walls. They have pictures. They have carpeting. It got that close, and it was never finished. Now, fast forward, Morningstar picks up the tower. About, I would say, 17, 18 years ago, we bought the tower, did structural analysis, prayed over it, realized that it was able to be completed. We have plans for it to be what was intended to be 550 hotel rooms is now slated to be 230 really nice apartment homes that are going to bring people in from around the world to stay here. The community is completely packed. Any space that we have long-term is rented with a waiting list. There are over 190 people with reservations to move into the tower. And time again, we've been blocked by York County. We've been blocked by their attorney. Some of the most, I don't know how to say it, some of the most deep state dealings I've ever encountered in my life. And this is a spiritual war. So thank you for getting on with us tonight. Now, as we get started, I just want to stay in the right spirit. We're appealing to God of heaven, Lord of heaven, the God who put armies to flight, Lord God, the God that comes forth with justice. We're appealing before your throne, Lord, and we take on humility, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, because we want you to fight on our behalf in the name of Jesus, Lord God. So, guys, if you just begin to pray with us as we pray, and then at the end, we are going to open it up, and you're going to be able to pray together in one loud unison prayer. People are praying and prophesying and speaking in tongues. It's the sound of many waters. It's really quite amazing. I want to remind you of a couple of things. If you want to be a part of what's going on, you want to see us, you want to be a part of getting information, please let us know. Email us at help, H-E-L-P, at savethetower.org. And right now, I'm going to turn this over to our new CEO, new president of Morningstar, Chris Reed, to lead us in our opening prayer.
Thank you, Dave. It's good to be with you, and it's good to be with everyone on the call. And my, what a project. We are engaged in, and what a battle we're engaged in. I was reading a scripture before we came on. It's out of Luke chapter 14. And Jesus says, "For which of you intending to build a tower sits not down first and counts the cost, whether to have sufficient to finish it, lest haply after he has laid the foundation and is not able to finish it, all that behold it begin to mock him, saying, this man began to build and was not able to finish." So that's his discourse about the tower, the very next verse, in verse 31, he says, "Or what king going to war against another king sits not down first and consults whether he's able with 10,000 to meet him that cometh against him with 20,000. So I find it interesting how in one of the places in the New Testament where Jesus specifically talks about building a tower, he directly connects it with the next verse about going to war. I mean, it's literally verse on top of one another, talking about war, understanding the cost of war, and yet understanding the cost of building a tower. And I feel like in the stage where we're at now, of course, we secured the bond. We had everything ready, you and Rick and everybody that was working on this before I even arrived on the scene had secured the Jeddah bond for Morningstar to be able to refurbish, remodel Heritage Tower. So we had the cost. We had the money, so to speak. But then that part of the verse where he says, after you've laid the foundation, Luke 14:29, and are not able to finish it, and all that behold begin to mock him. And I feel like the first part of that doesn't qualify. We have counted the cost. We did everything Jesus said you should do in that verse. You know, when you're going to build a tower, make sure you got this in place. Make sure you got this in place. And we've laid the foundation. But we're stuck there right in verse 29. And it says, and all the behold begin to mock him. And so, Dave, you know this, and others on the leadership team, we want to have a good relationship with York County, but we have, you know, encountered evidence to where there's almost been a mocking against us finishing this tower, trying to compare us to, you know, as Buddy Moats said, the old PTL, wanting to just get people out of their money. I mean, these are some of the terrible things that have been said against us, and that's mockery. But I think it's interesting that right after Jesus says that, you know, after they get the tower foundation laid and people begin to mock them because it wasn't finished. Obviously, we want to finish this tower for many reasons. For one, it was built by the widow's mite. I'm talking about the people that funded it. It's for the mothers and fathers of the faith to come have a place to come for refinement. And so even though we're kind of stuck in this place and like verse 29 where the foundation's been laid and now the mockers and the onlookers are seeing what we're going to do, I think, and this is why we're doing these prayer calls, and this is why we're doing everything we can to get this tower finished. Because in verse 31, he talks about going to war and the cost of war and sitting down and consulting. You know, we have 10,000 soldiers. The opposing enemy has 20,000 or whatever the number was that he gave. And obviously, a government entity has resources that a ministry and that a church doesn't. And I feel like that's where we've come up against. But Dave, if you'll remember a couple weeks ago, as you ministered at Morningstar, I gave you a prophetic word. And the word was about it was time for a turnaround, that the tide had shifted in the tower project. And I didn't just say that out of hype.
I remember the power of God that was on that. Absolutely.
Yeah, I kind of am, I guess you might say, a little bit of fiery when I preach and teach. But it's really not hype in that moment. I don't want to ever resort to hype. I heard clearly the Spirit of the Lord say that there was a turnaround, a turning in the tide. And it just seemed right after that there was a shift in the Spirit. And I'm standing on that word that things like this prayer call and knowing the significance of a tower. I'll share one more thing. A tower in Scripture was known as a place where people in a city or a community, if they felt unsafe, if they felt, you know, in wartime or uncertainty or the culture around them was failing, they would go to the tower of that city because they know resources and people and support would be there. And, you know, you can drive for miles away from Morningstar. You can be in North Carolina, in Charlotte. You can be in South Carolina. And for miles, you can see this tower towering above the other buildings. And one of the main reasons I believe this tower, it's so important that this gets done, finished, built, and completed, is because there are days of trouble that are going to come upon the earth like we've never seen in the history of the world. And I believe we, in light of the word of the Lord that's been given to others, to Rick, to different voices, that we are going to be like an ark, a place of safety, just like a tower would be in ancient times. It was a place they could come to recuperate, to gather together, to strategize, and it was just a landmark of safety to know there was support and strength around them. So thank you for doing this prayer call. Thank you for, you know, helping and leading the charge in things like this. I really believe before the end of the year, we're going to see evidence, and the world is going to see evidence, this thing really will get done. So, Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, Lord, I believe with all of my heart it is your will and your plan for us to finish this tower built by the widow's might, Lord, built by those who years gone by wanted to see something great and mighty built for the kingdom of God. And Lord, that which the world has used as a symbol of shame or mockery of charismatic Christianity, Lord, we believe that you're going to redeem this tower. And even though the mocking may be going on, and the forces of hell and the demons of hell may be laughing, we are going to war. We understand that's the next step after building the tower, Jesus, as you said, that war comes next. And this isn't a holy war. This isn't a war of violence. This is a war standing up for what we believe, our constitutional rights as a church, as a religious organization, to build on our property without the government and bureaucracies standing in our way. And the Lord, with the sword of the Spirit, we agree together in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ that every bondage, every hindrance, everything standing in the way, every loophole, anything that the enemy has used to keep us in this stalled position, Lord, to keep us in this place where it's not finished. The foundation's there, but it's not finished, and now on locusts are mocking. We pray, Lord, for a quick undertaking and a supernatural moving upon the hearts of those on the York County Council. Lord, we want to see them living for you. We want to see them see the truth and the importance of why this tower will bless this county and bless this community. Lord, and somehow use this supernaturally for men's hearts to be turned towards you, and let Morningstar be a representation of those who fight for religious freedom, freedom to build, freedom to establish an alternative society in the earth. And so in the name of Jesus Christ, we use the sword of the Spirit to cut and sever those ties of the enemy hindering us from our breakthrough. And we ask you to bless the efforts, bless our attorneys, bless those who are helping us in Jesus Christ's mighty name. Amen.
Wow, thank you so much, Chris. And we sure appreciate your leadership. And Lord, we just continue that prayer, Lord, and guys, just being on, just, you know, if you, I know you're muted, but just agree with us. Just begin to pray that, listen, this is, Chris had said, this is, there's a time for war. There's a time to stand up and say, this is wrong in the name of Jesus. We want this to be stopped, that there was wrong done to us, and we want that avenged. So we're asking for God's grace. Now we're doing it with all Christian candor and being circumspect in this. We're not doing it in ill spirit, or we're believing for God's grace over everyone involved, but we will not give up. We have Rick Joyner, the man needs no introduction, but has been here since the beginning. Rick, if you are on, we'll just turn it over to you at this point. Thank you.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that, everything that's been said. And I would like to pray that, we have fought this battle for well over a decade. We've tried to do it with wisdom and patience and the insight the Lord's given us. We haven't given up, and we won't, Lord willing. But, Lord, we ask you right now for the victory, the breakthrough. Lord, you said that even the unrighteous judge, when he was appealed to with unrelenting devotion, that he would give in and avenge those who had been wronged. And Lord, you said you would avenge your servants. And we ask for that, not out of bitterness or resentment, but Lord, your standard of righteousness that you established, that when the thief is caught, he has to repay seven times. And Lord, we ask you for the losses that we've suffered, that the ministry and the people that wanted to live in that building have lost. Many have gone on that are with you now and didn't get to have their time in that community that you've called together. Lord, we ask you to avenge this wrong that has been done. And Lord, we ask you right now that the enemy is caught, that the thief is caught, and that he will be forced to repay seven times for your purposes. Lord, we look to you for the victory. We look to you as our judge. But Lord, we ask you to manifest yourself in the process that we have now before the federal court and the state court and every court. Lord, that you and your justice would prevail in this situation. Lord, we fought long, we fought hard. Lord, we believe it is time for the victory. And we ask you now, Lord, for that victory, the complete and total victory, that we can finish the tower that so many of your people invested in as unto you. And you said that everything dedicated to you is holy. We believe this is a holy endeavor. It's been dedicated to you. Everything we've done it, Lord, seeking to do it for your purposes. Lord, give us the victory now. Give us the breakthrough. And I appreciate, Lord, so much the wisdom that you've given to Don and to Dave, who fought so hard in their investigation into this and the things they've uncovered. Lord, it is now time, and we ask for your continued wisdom how to handle this going forward. But, Lord, we ask you for the complete and total victory, resounding victory, and that has been used as a mockery of you, of your kingdom, of your people, that it would be used as a testimony of your power of redemption, your power of restoration, and your devotion to justice. In Jesus' name, we ask this. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Rick, thank you for that powerful prayer. Let's just agree together, ladies and gentlemen. We add our faith to that in the name of Jesus. One can put 1,000 to 10,000. Lord, we stand on your word that says, if any two of us touch an agreement, anything here on earth, Lord, we would have it from you in Jesus' name. And I think it's appropriate for us to just turn for a moment. Father, we thank you for Rick's recovery. Lord, we thank you that he's home. Lord, we thank you that he's on this call tonight. Lord, so many that are on the call have been praying for you, Rick, and We're just so glad to see that you've got a renewed time, you know, your home. And Lord, we thank you. And we pray for 100% restoration, that he'd be better, stronger, faster than ever before, in Jesus' name. Thanks, Rick. We've got Don Brown. Don, if you're there, we're going to go ahead and open it up and put you on. And thank you for being with us, Don.
Thank you, Dave. I'll tell you, guys, it's great to hear Rick's voice. I got a chance to see Rick once when he was in recovery, and he sounds great, praying with a mighty fervor. And the teaching that Chris brought to us from Luke 14 just a moment ago, I thought was profound. All the times I've been in the Gospel of Luke, and it's never struck me that way. And that's one of the amazing things about Scripture. That's why we should read it over and over and over again, because there's always something new. And yes, we are facing warfare on the other side of this. As Chris said, so the completion of this tower is important as a spiritual testament to the faithfulness of the Lord. And it is about the widow's mite, and it's about bringing glory to him on the day, the glorious day, when the ribbon is finally cut and we open this thing up. Just a little bit of a brief background. I know that Dave has been very diligent in putting this call together and talking a little bit about what's happened, but this litigation has gone on for 10 years. It began in 2013, but the county's war with us began, when I say war, and I say county, I mean there's certain folks deep within the York County that have really had a mocking spirit, as Chris said, maybe even a dislike and disrespect for this ministry and for the tower. And I believe it's because it was this tower that symbolized the fall of Jim Baker back in the 90s, and or in the 80s, I should say, in the late 80s, And I believe that's why there are some who are bound and determined to see it not only completed but destroyed. But our God is powerful. We know that's not going to happen. But in the 10 years that we've been in this legal war, we fought and fought and fought. And then, as has been said many times, in August of 2020, York County, after having negotiated with me and others, wanted to put an end to it, seemed like. And we did put an end to it. And in August of 2020, there was a mutual dismissal, and at that time we set out to really, you know, get everything finalized. And Chris had mentioned the bonding project, the state of South Carolina. The state of South Carolina unanimously approved the bonding project in what I call the interim period, the sort of period of peace we were working to restore this before, in August of 2021, York County, and specifically the county attorney, Michael Kendry, on his own, without even talking to the lawyers that I've been negotiating with, without telling anybody, initiated the spring trap and brought this thing back, which put everything at a halt. Now, so the lawsuit has come back, and Chris was mentioning this mocking spirit. 3 weeks ago, I was working very closely with some of our staff at Morningstar to turn over a lot of papers in what we call the discovery process. We turned over about 6,000 papers to the county, and as we went through a lot of the case papers and history, we saw that really the derision against the tower and the determination to destroy it from the beginning was even worse than we thought. And I want to say that I don't believe that everybody inside of York County is evil. There are good people in York County, just like I've got good friends in the U.S. government. But there's a bad handful that has been against us from the beginning. And so there are several prayer points that I think that come from this. One, I'm the second lawyer who has been privileged to represent the ministry in this battle, this ongoing battle. My predecessor is a very, very good lawyer, and he, when he was heading the litigation team, was on the wrong side of some very, very, very bad decisions by judges, by a state magistrate that make decisions that are just totally, totally antithesis to what the law is. And ever since I've been privileged to be lead counsel, we've seen the same thing. We've had some favorable decisions, but the decisions, we have judges ruling in our favor and all of a sudden strangely reversing their decision. It's been the craziest thing, as if someone behind the scenes is talking. We have new judges now who are involved. So one prayer point is that some of the new judges who are now overseeing the case will have a heart for the gospel, will have a heart for the time-honored tradition of freedom of religion is set forth in the First Amendment of the United States Constitution. As we've seen over the last few years, some of these election fraud cases and everything else, these judges so often just get in bed with the government. But we need judges who will have a sensitivity to the gospel and a sensitivity for the very first fundamental right laid forth in the Bill of Rights, and that is freedom of religion, the free exercise of religion. That's what this case is about. So be praying that there will be a turnaround amongst the judges. Also, York County has reached out to us for the first time, and they want to talk. Now, Chris and Dave and Rick and I, you know, we've been through this, and we have no reason inherently in our flesh to trust them, but they've reached out. So pray that there will be those within the York County government who will see the light, and that within the York County government, the ones who will see the light and who may be following you, those elected officials and non-elected officials, will have the courage to clean house from the inside. So keep that in prayer. And as we move forward, just pray that the glory of the Lord will come upon all of us as we stand and battle for him. You know, there's those words that the Apostle Paul wrote to his adopted son Timothy: I've fought the fight, I've finished the race, and I've kept the faith. Let us all fight the fight, finish the race, and keep the faith as we stand here in the bulwarks, trying to complete what the Lord started many years ago now with the widow's mite. And so I just, those of us who have been in the trenches, at times it's frustrating, at times it's exhausting, but we would not be able to carry on were it not for the fact that so many of you have lifted us in prayer, and the prayer has given us supernatural strength. We don't even know where the strength is coming from. So I want to just let the Morningstar family know that we appreciate you. We appreciate your prayers. And this is his tower. It isn't ours. It's his glory. It's not our glory. And so we just continue to pray. And I'll just look to prepare myself. Lord, I just ask now as we come again, your body standing before you, bringing this tower project to the forefront, Lord, that you, Lord, would bring about the supernatural breakthrough at every area and every crevice, that you would root out everything that has gone against you, that you would root out this mocking spirit that Chris talked about, and that you would begin to bring your glory and let it shine forth, Lord. Lord, we do ask for judges to begin to rule in a way that their rulings are sensitive to what our founding fathers gave us, that is the right to exercise our belief in you without fear of persecution and without having the government come in and trying to interfere and destroy and take away what you have called us to do. And, Lord, we just ask that these judges would be sensitive to this even now. Lord, I just ask that those inside the county would have a burning within them, that there will be good people in the county who are followers of you, who will begin to have a fire in their heart to understand that what they have done and continue to do by persecuting a church is really what the enemy does. And please give them the courage and the strength and the vision to speak out. Lord, we just ask that there would even be elected officials on the York County Council who would have the courage to begin to speak out and understand that the county attorney works for them and not the other way around. And, Lord, let them all know that it is best if we live in peace. And, Lord, as Rick said, as he cited the promise that seven times will be restored all that have been taken, Lord, I don't know how that's going to look in this case, but I stand on that now, and I lift that up. And to God be the glory. May you have all the glory for the victory that is coming in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you, Don. And, Lord, we just echo that prayer. And, guys, just kind of focus your prayer for Don, Lord. I thank you for he and myself and others that have been fighting this fight in the legal arena. Lord, we ask for supernatural victory, supernatural wisdom in the name of Jesus, courage and boldness, that every intimidating spirit would be broken off in Jesus' name, and that righteous judges would begin to rule on our behalf, Lord God, and bring in that recompense that we're praying for, that sevenfold return in Jesus' name. And, Lord God, we pray for this meeting coming up, Lord God, for meeting with officials from the county, that they're reached out, Lord, for the first time, Lord God. And Lord, in my spirit, Lord God, I pray that they would be humble and broken and have the ability to say how wrong they were and ask for a way to make this thing right, Lord, that any spirit of arrogance or any spirit of deep state would be bound and not able to work in Jesus' mighty name. And, Lord, we continue to just pray for your wisdom and grace for those that are on the front line of this, Lord God. And one of them is here with us now, Dave Hurd. Dave, we're going to turn it over to you. And if while you're talking, if you can talk about local prayer efforts in case some people are in the area as well.
Leadership.
Maybe
thank you for the leadership you've given us, God, in Chris and Rick, God, for the financial mind of Dave Yarns, for the legal mind of Don Brown. God, it just astounds us. You send us your best, and we thank God. We don't want to, the hundreds of us on this call, we thank you, God, for the resources you've brought to us, God, for this purpose, for such a time as this. And today is the day. Now is the time, God. It's all coming together for the advancement of the kingdom, and we thank you for that, God. So a couple things that the Lord gave me to pray. One, that there's no angst. Father, I just pray that the county doesn't misread us. God, our hearts are pure. God, we want righteousness. We want justice. But at the same time, we love York County. We're not trying to punish anybody. We love York County. We've done hundreds of projects, spent hundreds of thousands of dollars in restoration-type projects, all with good standing in York County, working with through their processes and buying all their permits and hiring all these people and bringing all this money to our county and these resources, God. We bless this county, Father. We bless York County. One of the recent words the Lord gave me about the tower is it's going to be like a beacon, and of course we mean that in spiritual senses, but I also feel just in the natural that is going to be a beacon. That restored, beautiful tower is going to bless York County, and developers and people with deep pockets are going to get new interest in Rock Hill, new interest in downtown Fort Mill. God, that they're going to see this is a place that big projects can happen, and this will be the start of great things for York County. Everybody wins with this, we pray, in Jesus' name. One of the other prayers the Lord gave me, of course, is that years ago, decade ago, the Lord gave me a word that, you know, that tower, of course, has been a trophy for the enemy around the world, and, of course, we're restoring it, redeeming it, making it a trophy for the Lord. But in all actuality, rather than it being a trophy, we're turning it into a trophy case. And we're going to fill that case with 230 trophies of people who, just the most beautiful, wonderful people that you could imagine that we're going to bring to come live in York County. People who love God and love this country and want to come and serve God in their senior years. Wow, what an incredible crowd, Father, you are assembling. And I'm just tearing up just thinking about it, God. We just thank you for it. We thank you, God. Here's a prayer. God, your county council, our judges who we are, you know, in our cases are in their hands. This is my prayer. Let them come to their senses, God. Let there be a Holy Spirit just change of mind, just the lights come on. What was I thinking? Why not? You know, you could look at two things. You could look at the engineer's report that says this tower is structurally sound, or you could look at a few bricks falling off, and you could say this thing should be torn down. And so I'm going to go with the certified engineer's report, and I just pray, let them come to their senses, God. Let their minds and their attentions be brought to the right documents, the right thoughts, the right righteous paths, God, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise God. Dave, so there's a lot of prayer that goes on for the tower. And, of course, those of you who are not local, people are calling in from, of course, all over the country, in some cases all over the world. Thank you for standing with us. I can't tell you how many times people email me and tell me they're praying with us, and it means so much to us. We thank you for that, really. I don't know how to say that and communicate that how important that is, and thank you. Those of you who are local here in Fort Mill, there's a lot of ways you can get involved, but every Wednesday morning at 9 a.m., we gather in the courtyard in our current building, the HIM, Heritage International Ministries building, and there's a courtyard there that the residents get their name Heritage Court from. But there's a beautiful garden courtyard there. It's a beautiful setting to pray. And every Wednesday morning, after with this caveat, we're coming up to July, and we won't be doing it in July, I don't believe. But other than July, every Wednesday morning from 9 a.m. to 9:30, and we're very strict about that. It's I respect your time. We won't let this drag on, and you get stuck in a meeting. You can't get no. If you can commit from 9 to 9:30 on a Wednesday morning, we'll get you in and out, and it's a powerful time of praying with other believers. So, and there are other opportunities, and I'm sure Robert will have something to say about that.
Well,
folks,
Dave,
thank for your time.
God bless you so much, Dave, and thank you for championing the community. All this. Listen, we have over 100. We have 100 people on the call. So we're going to start opening it up here. Robert Rummage is going to get on with us, and he's going to pray with us. And then we're going to open it up, and the floodgate of 100 of us coming before the throne of God. Guys, I'm not hyping this up. I am excited in my heart. I can just see walls being shattered, strategies being confounded, monies being loosed, all kinds of things happening. In Jesus' name. And here is our pastor of prayer, Robert Rummage.
Lord, we just are so thankful for your faithfulness. Lord, thank you for all of the worship and prayer that's going on the property. We thank you for establishing a house of prayer on the property. And Lord, we just are thankful that you are drawing people here. But we just want to prophesy over those who are supposed to be added to our number, those who are currently in a log jam and they can't physically get here and live in that tower. Well, we just call forth the destiny of these refirement community folk. Lord, they have a book, Psalm 139 says, and there are pages in that book that are still to be written. Lord, we call forth every page that's supposed to be written here in Fort Mill, here connected to that tower. We call on the destinies of these precious saints, Lord, that you would break the log jam, you would break the impediments that the enemy is putting up. God, we just call on their destinies. We pray, Lord, that you would supernaturally, sovereignly remove all roadblocks in the name of Jesus. May all of the pages in their book be written and none of them cut short. And those that are supposed to be connected to this property, Lord, we call them in Jesus' name. I want to pray a couple of scriptures. Psalm 62, we just got done doing a series of days, 21-day fast, together with 100 million people praying for Israel. It was the Isaiah 62 fast. But there's a turn of phrase that I want to just pray over the land. Of course, Isaiah 62 is about Zion. It's about a deserted city that's going to be a capital city of Jesus in his reign. But it speaks of a new name, and it speaks of a change from a desolate condition and an unmarried condition. And so I'm just going to pray through this in relation to our land. It says here that Zion, the nations will see your vindication. Well, we pray that there would be a measure of your vindication that you would come and bring to this situation. All kings will see the glory of God. Lord, we pray that leaders, kings, those in authority would see the glory of God. It says, you will be called by a new name that the mouth of the Lord will bestow. It will be a crown of splendor in the Lord's hand, or I will diadem in the hand of your God. No longer will they call you deserted or name your land desolate, but you will be called Hephzibah, which means my delight is in her. And your land will be called Beulah, which means married. So, Lord, to the extent that we have desolation in this tower, to the extent that there are things that are desolate, we just want to declare Hephzibah over the tower. The Lord delights in you. Yes, the Lord will delight in Zion, but he is delighting in taking things that are desolate and making them alive and full of life and bloom and blossom. So Lord, we just declare, would your delight be on what is currently deserted? And we do say that this land is married to you. We declare Beulah over the tower. We declare you are, there's a covenant relationship. It's been dedicated to you. It's for your purposes. And so Lord, we just declare Hephzibah and Beulah over this tower. I want to just pray from Psalm 18. That'll be the last scripture that I pray from. I have in front of me, I wish you could see it, an old PTL Bible. Those of you who remember the PTL ministry that built that, everything that we are in, all the structures, they had a PTL parallel edition Bible. You had King James Version on one and Living on the other. So I've been reading the various translations and praying through Psalm 18. I love you, Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. My God is my rock in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. Lord, would you declare our love for you? We declare that we're running into you. In this matter, there are arrows flying. There are accusations flying. We run into you, Lord, as our refuge, as our protective place. Verse 3, I called the Lord, who is worthy of praise, and I have been saved from my enemies. Cords of death entangled me. Torrents of destruction overwhelmed me. Cords of the grave coiled around me. The snares of death confronted me. In my distress, I called to the Lord. I cried to my God for help. From his temple, he heard my voice. We just declare that you are the victorious one over death, but a spirit of death that is seeking to keep dead the dreams of this particular tower, we just declare you're stronger than death. We declare that we cry out to you, and from your temple, you respond. We just say, though it's delayed, it's coming. The answer is coming. We just believe that from the moment we started crying out for justice on this issue, you have heard and you are responding. So we banish all doubt that says, well, it's been so long. What's God up to? No, God is still moving. We just declare you, we've cried to you, you are listening. Verse 7, the earth trembled and quaked, and the foundations of the mountains shook. They trembled because he, the Lord, was angry. Smoke rose from his nostrils, consuming fire from his mouth, burning coals blazed out of it. He parted the heavens and came down. Dark clouds were under his feet. He mounted the cherubim and flew. He soared on the wings of the wind. Lord, this speaks of angelic activity that is connected with your anger being stirred at injustice. So, Lord, we are asking right now that you would be releasing all angelic activity, that you would mount the cherubim, as it were, that you would soar on the wings of the wind, Lord, that you would move and speak into the current situation. Verse 11, he made the darkness his covering, his canopy around him, the dark rain clouds of the sky. Verse 12, out of the brightness of his presence, clouds advanced with hailstones, bolts of lightning. The Lord thundered from heaven. The voice of the Most High resounded. Lord, would you release the thundering voice of the Lord? Would you speak into this circumstance, this situation? May the Lord thunder now at this time. Verse 14, he shot arrows and scattered the enemy with great bolts of lightning. He routed them. Valleys of the sea were exposed. The foundations of the earth laid bare at your rebuke, Lord, at the blast of breath from your nostrils. Lord, we're not praying against people. We're praying against the principalities and powers that are using people. And we say, Lord, would your voice thunder, and would you shoot arrows, and would you scatter your enemies? He reached down from on high, took hold of me, drew me out of deep waters. He rescued me from my powerful enemy, from my foes who were too strong from me. They confronted me in the day of my disaster, but the Lord was my support. We declare, Lord, you are our support. Verse 19, you bring us out into a spacious place. You rescue us because we delight in you. Verse 20, the Lord dealt with me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanliness of my hands. He has rewarded me. Lord, we just apply the blood of the Lamb. Would you cover any fault, any sin? We declare that we are righteous before the Lord. And on the basis of the righteousness of Christ, We say, come and move in power. Verse 27, you save the humble. Lord, we go low. We do humble ourselves before you. You say you bring low those who are haughty. Lord, we just pray that all haughty voices would be brought low at this time. You, Lord, keep my lamp burning. My God turns my darkness into light. With your help, I can advance against a troop. With my God, I can scale a wall. Lord, we pray supernatural grace to advance against a troop of demonic forces trying to keep this project back. Lord, we say with you, we're going to scale the wall that seems
Amen.
Insurmountable. Sturdy as
Amen.
For God, his way is perfect. The word is flawless. He shields all who take refuge in him. Lord, our refuge is in you.
Yes.
Who is the God beside the
Lord? Thank you, Lord.
Who is the rock? It is God who arms me with strength and keeps my way secure. He makes my feet like the feet of a deer, causing me to stand on the height. He trains my hands for battle. My arms can bend a bow of bronze. Lord, we thank you for supernatural grace for the battle at hand. Bring the victory, Lord. It's yours. In Jesus' name.
Shokara manda, Lord Jesus, thank you. Guys, we're going to open up the prayer call in just a couple of seconds here. So just be get your in a place where you can shout or pray, and you're going to hear 100 people that are on fire to see this tower moved, crying out to God. Now we lift our prayers to God. Any one of the prayer points that you've heard, please, we want to just hear this river of living water break out. So in the name of Jesus, we just unleash this. Go ahead and open up in the control room. Go ahead and open it up, and let's just start to pray, ladies and gentlemen. We unmute everybody right now.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Glorify your name, Lord. Glorify your name. Glorify your name. Your name be glorified.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord, that our tongues will speak of the righteousness, and our praise will be in our minds all day long. Thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you for your supernatural deliverance, Father God, I thank you that
I want to keep going, keep praying. I just want to let everybody know to keep going after this. It was the most incredible sound to hear everybody praying. And Lord, we offer this up to you, Lord. We stand together, Lord God. Father, in the name of Jesus, there are going to be people in that tower, Lord, that we don't know that are coming in the future. There's a plan and a purpose for this, Lord. And there's something about fighting for our ability to move forward with a project on our own soil, Lord, in the name of Jesus. So write us at help@savethetower.org. We've got a website coming up that gives you all the facts and gives you all of the information on how to contact us. Keep in prayer for Wednesday. We're going to be meeting with officials from York County. Keep Don Brown and the lawsuits in prayer. And keep any words that you get, you know, if you get a specific word, let us know at help@savethetower.org. Just write in the Ray line, hey, I have a prayer or a prophetic word. We'd love to hear from you. So, Lord God, just keep this prayer going. We're going to close down the link. We said we'd take it just an hour, and we want to be mindful of people's time. But please, the effectual, fervent prayer of righteous men and women availeth much. I can't thank you enough. All the people that participated in the call and everybody that was on praying, thank you. Thank you. God bless you. Have the best night. Oh, and happy Father's Day to all you fathers out there. We've got a Heavenly Father that loves us and is going to bring the victory. Amen. God bless.